Hello, Podmates! Ito na ang ikalawang bahagi ng ating palayam kasama ang nature storyteller na si Celine Murillo. Napanggit ko kanina yung scientific name ng tibatib, no? Epipremnum pinnatum. And you make it a point to say the scientific names of these various native species, no? Lalo na yung trees and plants. Why is it important for you to do that? Kasi there might be some viewers who will react na, oh, nosebleed naman yung mga sinasabi ni Celine, no? Bakit hindi na lang sabihin na tibatib? Parang dinadagdagan pa ng mahabang pangalan, yung Epipremnum pinnatum, ang hirap tandaan, para talagang teacher to si Celine, no? So why do that?
There are two things. Una-una, dahil while yung mga local names, like tibatib, is important culturally and important to the conversation, importante na malaman natin siya. Mahalaga na we have names for these plants in our local language. Pero kasi, the way with local names, minsan, sa isang local name, nagka-clump yung iba't ibang individual species. For example, sa tikling, we call a lot of rails, yung ibon na rail, tikling, lahat sila. Pero maraming iba't ibang uri ng tikling. There's barred rail, there's legged rail, ganyan. Tapos, I indicate the scientific name to indicate to a specific species. Para mas accurate, mas science-based. So that's the second reason why I mention also the scientific name. Kasi minsan nakakalito-lito pag yung local name lang yung sinabi mo. Mamaya, halimbawa, lalo nagsasabi ako na edible yung isang halaman, meron palang local name sa isang lugar, nakapareho ng local name niya, tapos poisonous pala yung bunga nun. So, indicating the scientific name will be more accurate at mas specific.
Kasi, there's really only one scientific name for a species worldwide, di ba? That's part of the science of taxonomy. Whereas common names, bawat probinsya, baka iba yung tawag doon. You're right. So, it can be confusing and it could even be dangerous, no? Kapag sinabi mong edible itong klaseng halaman and then poisonous pala yon pag sa ibang pangalan sa ibang probinsya, no? So I mean, it could actually be misleading in terms of the advice you give about particular plants if you only go by the common names, kasi bawat lugar nagbabago yung iba-iba yung common name, no? So napansin ko na itong TikTok mo, no? Of course you started it long after you started your YouTube channel, right? Yung biyahe nyo ni Dennis. Pero, decision nyo bang dalawa na itong gagawin natin sa TikTok, ikaw lang, Celine, hindi ako kasama dyan. Kasi doon sa YouTube channel, he was like your co-presenter, co-host, no? Parang your real partnership there. Pero dito, itong mga native species na pinifeature mo sa TikTok, ikaw lang talaga yung nagpe-present.
Hindi namin sa pinag-usapan ng talagang, ako lang ah. Pero nag-evolve na lang siya throughout. Kasi dun sa long-form videos namin sa YouTube, siya yung sa landscape, ako talaga yung sa wildlife. So pag about wildlife yung episode, mas ako yung nag-represent. Pag landscape, mas siya. So nung nag-decide kami mag-TikTok, parang insik na, sige, ikaw na lang yung magsalita. Noong una, actually, hindi ako kasama dun sa mga videos. Medyo more on parang Nat Geo, BBC Earth yung format ng video. Halimbawa yung ibon lang, tapos mag-voice over lang ako. Tapos later on, we got feedback na, you should show more, explain more, ganyan. Tapos yun, nung I started showing myself with the plant or with the animal, tapos speaking in Tagalog, dun mas tumaas yung views.
Why do you think so?
I think because me, being side by side or being in that location, makes it more relatable. So in a way, parang ako sila, ako yung viewer, and mas accurate. May sense of comparison. Okay, ganun yung itsura niya pag hinahawakan, ganun kalaki. Ganun, tumatangkad pala siya ng ganun kalaki. Mas nabivisualize nila yung itsura talaga ng halaman kasi I'm there for comparison. So I think that's also one of the special characteristic of my video kasi I'm actually with the halaman or with the bird or with the animal.
And your videos are a production, no? pinoproduce siya. In other words, meron kang tiga-shoot, and I presume that's Dennis, right?
Yes,
kasi gumagalaw yung camera, so it's hand, much of it is handheld, no? And then, ine-edit siya. So, and then may mga, you know, may mga production, post-production techniques ka na mapapansin ng mga katulad ko, no? Mga kasama ko sa TV. Yon, I suppose you just develop those skills over time kasi nagkaroon kayo ng YouTube channel. But it takes time, no? We know how hard it is to produce good video. So, you spend a lot of time doing this.
Yeah. Pero compared sa long-form video namin sa YouTube, this is more easeful. Mas madali siyang gawin. Dun sa YouTube namin, ang daming edits. Tapos it takes 2 to 3 days to make one video. Pero dito sa short-form content, in half a day, we can film 2 to 4 videos. Tapos yung pag-edit niya sa phone lang, a few hours for one video. Tapos akala nung iba yung maraming angles, marami kaming phones. Pero kinakat lang namin yung script, tapos inuulit lang yung pag-ikot sa camera para mukhang multi-camera yung setup.
Well, so si Dennis yon. Si Dennis yun at you shoot.
Lumilipat-lipat siya.
Yeah, okay. And then, dun sa extra mo, lagi mong sinasabi na, you know, don't grab without permission. Sinasabi mo, if you want to help, share this video, but don't grab without permission. Is that, ano, madalas ba, you had to say that because nagkaroon ng trend na people were using your video without permission?
Mm-mm. Nag-come up yun kasi nung hindi pa masyadong, well, hindi pa, konti pa lang yung ginagawa kong video. Merong isang account sa Instagram who posted one of my videos and got a lot more views than me, than the original upload. Honestly, ano lang yun eh, parang ego response lang. As an artist, I wanted the views and the credit. Pero later on, sabi ni Dennis, tinanggal ko kasi siya eh, sa mga ibang recent videos ko. Pero sabi ni Dennis, hindi, balik mo kasi ano, call to action din siya. Hindi naman din tayo humihingi ng iba. Parang in that simple way, by sharing that video, diba? They will help continue my work.
Well, speaking of which, no, you call this your work, no? But is it a livelihood also? I mean, yung call to action mo, it's not to donate or to sponsor. It's wag mo lang nakawin, no? So, how do you fund these trips and this production, no? I mean, if you're both on the road, you're spending on gasoline and in your time, no? You resigned from your teaching job and Dennis is with you this whole time. I mean, I'm sure people are wondering, no, about this very practical concern, no? How do you get by? I mean, how do you finance these trips?
Well, ngayon ang main source of ano talaga namin livelihood would be yung mga freelance work namin. So I contribute to magazines, I also write. Tapos we apply for grant to create these videos, these content. Then yun, content creations for several biodiversity and nature related organization. So through my body of work, ito yung nagiging portfolio ko. Kaya it's important to keep the original, to share the original video para makita ng mga future funder na, oh, okay, ganito pala. Yun. So just by sharing the video, nakakatulong sila sa amin na makakuha pa ng funds para matuloy yung work.
So you get sponsors, no? And then grants. Pero namamonetize nyo ba itong mga videos? I know on YouTube, they monetize, they share in revenue. But TikTok wala pa, no?
TikTok wala.
TikTok earns from your content and from everyone else's content, but they don't share in terms of revenue. Kung ano yung kinikita nila, sa kanila lang yun, right?
Mm-mm. So sa ang monetized na platforms namin ay YouTube tsaka yung Facebook ko. Instagram and TikTok hindi siya monetized.
I see. So, I'm sure marami yung nagtatanong sa'yo, no? I noticed that many ask you for advice, no? You're a storyteller, but you don't present yourself as an expert, right? Parang to give expert advice on plant care or... Alam ko marami nagtatanong, ano ba yung bagay na puno dito sa ganyan, na sa subdivision? Ano ba pwedeng itanim na... you do give advice, no? Pero hindi ganun ka-technical, no? So...
Yes. So, yun, sabi mo nga, I present myself as a storyteller. I never claim to be an expert or a botanist or an ecologist, although I work with a lot of them and my work is built on their work, and I consult many ecologists and botanists, ornithologists to make my work more factual and accurate. So when I get those requests, pagka hindi ko kaya, I refer them to the experts. So there was one this one person na who asked what to do with parang may infection yung mga trees niya, and native trees pa naman. So sabi ko, I don't know what. You can contact Dr. Fatma Labrigo, who's an expert in tree care, in native trees. Yun. So I refer them to the experts.
Okay, sa mga taong nagkakaroon ng interest nga sa native trees and plants at gustong gamitin yung knowledge nila, no, para magtanim, no, how can they get started?
I would say read up, educate themselves about the kung ano nga yung mga native trees natin. Tapos second would be to join the Philippine Native Trees Enthusiasts Facebook group, because in that group there are experts as well as yung mga enthusiasts na meron ng proof of concept na nagawa nila yung ganitong klase ng setup na puro native trees yung nakatanim. Tapos nandun din yung mga source ng seedlings, may mga nursery owners and growers din tayo dun sa group na yun. Dun, marami silang pwedeng matutunan dun sa group na yun. So I think that would be the next step if they want to plant more native trees.
Yeah, in one of your videos, you also said you have to know your environment. Diba? Kailangan alamin yung anong klaseng soil yung meron ka sa property mo.
Species site matching.
Yeah, species matching, and then yung importance of having diversity, diba? But yung tungkol sa environment, no? I mean, that's not easy, you know? I mean, paano mo aalamin yung quality ng soil mo? No, so you take a soil sample and you send it to a lab. Can you tell from just looking at the soil kung bagay yung isang uri ng puno sa kanya?
Based from what I've learned from the experts, malalaman mo kung ano yung mga halaman na tutubo by actually observing kung ano na yung nandun. So that's the first step. Parang do a survey of the plants that's already growing there. Kasi for sure, sila yung okay dun sa location na yun. It's a matter of determining kung ano yung native and not native. Tapos from that survey of existing plants, you can then, parang kung yung parehong genus, pwede mo himay-himayin yun. So I think, yun dun sa soil, I think that's a technical question na better answered by an actual expert.
So dun sa mga ibang videos mo, na you talk about not just native trees, but even some species which are not native, in particular, yung mahogany na makikita mo sa napakaraming lugar. I mean, that's even more, siguro more common than a lot of native species, than most native species, no? But you tell your viewers that it's not, and not really even good for the environment. Kasi sinabi mo nga na it's not good for native wildlife, it's not good for other native plant and tree species, etc. No? So, ano yung advice mo kung nandiyan na? Cut them down?
Tricky question sa kasi even cutting down trees would require you to ask a permit, apply for a permit para maputol sila. So, I wouldn't say na hindi putulin yun na agad kasi baka mahabla pa sila or mapasama pa yung mahawal pa sila ng DNR. So I would say, pagka ganun, look at other people who have done, who have transformed a mahogany plantation into a Philippine native tree arboretum. For example, yung sa nabuntaran native tree enthusiast sa Davao de Oro, yung arboretum nila used to be a mahogany plantation. Tapos, in just a few years, they were able to transform it into an arboretum of native trees. And people who want to do the same can ask advice from them kasi itong mga taong to nagawa na nila in actuality, so they could give better advice on how to do the same.
So kaya rin dumami yung mga mahogany, no, which experts and the storytellers like yourself say now are not good for the environment. It's because dinistribution ng gobyerno, they become part of a government, you know, reforestation program. So ngayon in retrospect mukhang mali yun, no? So marami kasi sigurong nakikita, you know, aside from, you know, the splendor of Philippine environment and biodiversity, marami ka rin nakikitang problema, and beyond that even mga kasalanan, no? Do you ever get angry? I mean, you're always smiling in your videos and you're always upbeat, no? Pero I'm sure marami ka rin nakikita na nakakainis, nakakagalit. At do you ever feel tempted to, like, criticize? Like, talagang, you know, call out those who are at fault in terms of, you know, I mean, for accountability? Or you don't feel that's part of your role?
I think it's part of my role as a storyteller to ask for accountability and demand better services from our government, especially yung mga in charge sa environmental matters. But at the same time, I think it would be more productive to parang offer solutions. Kasi I think the problem, yung dun halimbawa sa mahogany, the problem with that is because yung body of knowledge when that program was applied, when that program started, hindi siya updated to what we know now. So what I'm trying to say is, parang responsibility ng mga governing body to update their knowledge based on what we know now. And what we know is the right trees for reforestation and forest regeneration is always native trees. So, yun, I think if I will call out the DNR or governing bodies or LGUs, is it's in the line of update your body of knowledge, update your information, kasi it's available. Ako nga, alam ko eh. So, you, dapat alam nyo din. It's part of your mandate to update your knowledge para mas makatulong at mas makapagsirbisyo ng maayos sa kalikasan at sa mga tao.
Alam mo, madalas kong marinig, no, na from friends and acquaintances na, alam mo, gusto ko rin sana maging plantito, gusto kong magtanim din, magharden, kaso wala akong green thumb. You know, wala akong green thumb. Mamatay lang, mainit ang kamay. And you hear this a lot, no? God-given ba yung green thumb or what? I mean, this success or effectiveness as a propagator or gardener, yung nag-aalaga ng halaman. Ano ba yan? Is a green thumb a gift or is it earned, learned?
I think, Howie, ano, meron talagang mga tao na naturally talented na magpatubo ng halaman. Pero from experience, naaaral siya. Pwede mo siyang matutunan. Like everything else, pwede mo siyang matutunan. Pero sadyang merong mga tao na mas natural na, mas easy for them to grow things. Pero pag gusto, may paraan.
Okay, more recently, I don't know if this is really more recently, you know, pero yung may mga recent content ka tungkol sa birds. Halimbawa, one I saw recently was about the northern indigo band kingfisher. Ang gandang ibon, no? Yeah. And it's native. Of course, endemic ba? Endemic, no? Only in the Philippines?
Yes, endemic.
You know, yeah, yes. It's only in the Philippines, no? Maliit lang, pero yung dahil nakunan mo siya ng video at litrato, makikita mo talaga yung ganda niya, no? So, how different is it shooting or filming birds? I don't want to say shooting birds. Filming birds compared to, you know, documenting plants, trees, no? Aside from the obvious na gumagalaw ang ibon. Pero, you know, how would you compare those two? Kasi alam ko may mga documentarians, may photographers who really specialize in birds, no? And you and your husband have been doing this maybe much longer than what I've seen, no? So, paano mo iko-compare yon? Kasi are they very different from each other? Is it much more difficult, you know, documenting birds compared to documenting, you know, trees and plants which won't fly away?
Yeah. Oh, grabe, sobrang different sila. Kaya I tell people na I don't put out bird content as often because they're harder to film than plants na hindi lumilipad pag nilapitan mo. Tsaka, kami din kasi ni Dennis, some photographer and videographer use supplementary like techniques. Halimbawa, they use calls para lumapit yung ibon. Hindi namin yung ginagawa kasi it can disrupt the natural behavior of the bird. So kami, kung ano lang yung makita namin, yun lang yung na-film namin, yun lang yung na-document namin. Kaya mas mahirap siya kasi yung halaman, yung halimbawa yung puno, alam mo kung nasan siya, so pwede mo siyang balik-balikan. Yung ibon, halimbawa lumabas lang siya dun sa may bato, tapos pagbalik mo mamaya, wala na. So wala ka ng content. Yun. So, sortihan lang. So, yung trees and plants, mas deliberate. So, mas purposeful yung pag-film. Pero pagdating sa birds and other wildlife, mas ano siya, chance. Based on chance talaga.
Well, of course, magkaiba yung mission ninyo no, sa ibang birders. Kasi there are birders, and I know many birders, meron talaga silang goal na makita yung particular species, di ba? Lalo na yung mga nanggagaling pa sa ibang bansa. Pero ikaw, yung style nyo, kung ano man lang yung makita nyo, it's more of a chance encounter rather than talagang sasadyain mong hanapin yung Northern Indigo Band Kingfisher, no? Dahil dalawang linggo ka lang nasa Pilipinas, kailangan mong makita yan. That's why you will you know, play a recording of that bird para ma-attract siya. Pero kayo, halimbawa, yung kingfisher na yun, aksidente lang yun, right? I mean, hinanap nyo ba talaga siya or nakita nyo na lang?
Alam namin na merong ganun dun sa area, sa Bulusan Lake. Pero hindi namin siya hinanap. Nagkataon lang na nandun siya. So, film natin.
Okay, one final question, Celine, no? Anong pinakamahalagang aral na napulot mo sa iyong ginagawa bilang isang nature storyteller?
Pinakamahalaga na natutunan ko ay yung pagkilala mo ang isang bagay, mas may tendency ka na mahalin at ipaglaban yung well-being o yung welfare ng bagay na ito. And that's the reason kung bakit ginagawa ko to, kasi I hope na by getting to know more about our local biodiversity, our local trees and birds and animals, the Filipinos would be moved to remember our deep connection to the natural world. They will love it more and they will be called to protect it and advocate for it.
Okay, that's wise and a good message to end on. Maraming salamat sa iyo, Celine Murillo, TikTok Nature Storyteller. Mabuhay ka.
Salamat. Salamat, Howie.
Thanks for listening, Podmates. Download this episode so you can listen to it anytime, anywhere. Stay safe, Podmates.